I'm joined now by Logan Church for RNZ's Business. And Logan, the telco industry says New Zealanders do not know how good a deal they are getting when it comes to infrastructure.
Yes, and consumers will have to pay more for their internet and phone connections. Otherwise, the industry warns it won't have enough money to invest in new technology. The findings come from the latest reports by the New Zealand Telecommunications Forum into the state of the sector. It says New Zealanders are benefiting from incredibly cheap telco products, but the industry is not making enough to continue to upgrade its networks to meet ongoing consumer demand. Jason Paris, who is the chief executive of Vodafone, says the sector built a lot of goodwill over lockdown and consumers need to realise the true value of the products they are benefiting from.
We need to do a better job of taking this, I suppose, COVID opportunity and the fact that we've been able to reset as an essential service to demonstrate that we should be able to get more value for the services that we provide. You know, there'll be a customer that walks into a Vodafone store today and happily buys a $2,000 iPhone and then complains about $20 to connect to it. The economics are out of whack. The value equation is out of whack. And it's an industry issue, but it's also a resetting of customers' expectations in terms of the quality of the products and the connectivity that the New Zealanders get. And there needs to be a return on investment from that for us to be able to invest in these new technologies.
That was the Vodafone Chief Executive, Jason Paris. The produce exporter TNG Global has reported robust half-year earnings, led by its apples division, despite the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The group's net profit for the 6 months to June more than doubled on last year to $9.5 million. Revenue was up 20% to $671 million, two-thirds of that's coming from apples. Revenue was also boosted by the acquisition of the produce company Freshmax in April. Its chief executive, Gareth Edgecombe, says a decision to charter an early ship to send produce to Europe and the United Kingdom meant it got ahead of any potential logistical challenges and was a key factor in the strong half-year performance. The government is considering the development of a consumer data right, which would give people the legal right to access and share the information held about them by various agencies, including banks. More and more data is held by companies who provide goods and services to consumers, particularly digitally, and there is a global push to make that information more available. Emma Hatton reports.
The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment is asking the sector for feedback on whether New Zealand needs a formal data right, and if so, what it would look like. Various innovative third-party products and services have emerged that utilise data that helps customers manage their finances, compare products, or easily switch between different providers. Last year, Payments NZ developed an API that banks and third-party providers could use so that banking data could be easily provided to such products if a customer wanted to. However, the uptake of this has been limited. The ministry says the absence of a consumer data right is forcing some third parties to use less secure methods of accessing customer data, such as screen scraping. This is likely also a breach of most banks' terms and conditions. The ministry says any new data law would likely require additional privacy safeguards. This is Emma Hatton.
A creditor of the company contracted to build prison units across the country but then went bust is asking other creditors to chip in for legal fees, amid fears the liquidator is spending money he shouldn't. Dickmill NZ is owned by the Australian-listed project management service company Dickmill Group. It was contracted in 2017 to build the prisons, but the $198 million deal turned sour late last year and was scrapped in February. Damien Grant from the debt-buying company Tempest Litigation, which is a creditor of the collapsed company, is concerned the current liquidator, Dermot McVeigh, is spending retention funds and wants a lawyer to investigate. He posted a video online asking retention creditors to contribute a combined amount of $10,000 for legal fees.
Presumably only a very small part of that money is actually going on issues that are related to retentions. Mm. So if the court comes around and says, Mr. McVeigh, that $3.2 million is actually retention creditor money, then he shouldn't be spending it. And in my view, he's going to have to pay it back. And so given that Mr. McVeigh now has a problem, potentially, then he's the one who's going to be making the application to the court, asking the question, is this $3.2 million retention money or is it money available for the liquidator to do as he pleases? And it's, you know, I'm pretty squeamish about that. I don't think that's the way that this process should work.
Dermot McVeigh did not respond to RNZ's request for comments, but in the past has said Mr Grant's attempts to undermine him and have him removed as liquidator are reprehensible. A recent creditors' meeting instigated by Mr Grant did not result in Mr McVeigh being removed. Now it's time for the latest from the markets, and we're joined by Andrew Kathy from Craigs Investment Partners. Kia ora, Andrew. Let's start in New Zealand. What's happening here?
Kia ora, Logan. Our market's down 38 points, so look, it's largely been driven by A2 Milk, which is down 1% at $21.09, and Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is down almost 2% at $36.30. If we look at the rest of the market, Chorus is up 3 at $7.50, Fonterra up 1 at $3.83, Main Freight's off 20 cents at $45.30, Port of Tauranga down 2 at $7.62, Ryman's down 3 at $12.74, and ZNG up 3 at $2.83.
And what's happening in Australia?
They're up. So the ASX 200's up 37 points, or 0.6%. ANZ Bank's up 16 at $17.62. BHP's up 3.3%, or $1.28 at $39.23. Commonwealth Bank of Australia up 43 at $72.13. CSL's off $3.23 at $274.92. NAB up 8. $16.99. Rio Tinto's up 90 cents at $104.88. Woolworths off 5 at $39.20. Westpac's up 16 at $16.79. Zero off 6 cents at $92.49.
Okay, so take us through the New Zealand dollar.
Yeah, bit of a mixed bag against the Australian dollar. We're 92.3. US dollar 66.54. Sterling 50.65. The yen was 70.22. And the euro were 56.01.
And interest rates, oil and gold?
Interest rates, 90-day bank bill, unchanged at 0.3%. The 10-year interest rate is 0.6725. Brent crude is $45.18 a barrel. And gold's a bit stronger at $2,038 US an ounce.
Thank you. That's Andrew Kathy from Craigs Investment Partners. In other business news, the insurance company AA is paying back $19.5 million in rebates due to the drop in claims over lockdown. Over 400,000 customers with motor policies will receive the rebate, which will be almost half of the premiums they paid between March 24 and May 13. AA's chief executive, Chris Curson, says they needed to wait until the end of their financial year in order to calculate the rebates correctly. Tower Insurance has also refunded customers for the same reason. More people are inquiring about the service they get from utility suppliers, but overall, less are making formal complaints. The Utilities Disputes Organisation today released its annual report showing the 17% increase in inquiries and 10% decrease in complaints. For those who did complain during the year, the vast majority were to do with energy providers. And that, a full wrap of the day's news and numbers is coming up on Checkpoint after the 5:30 news. But for now, Marnie, that's business.